The Milwaukee lawsuit has been filed by a 44-year-old male who says he was abused between the ages of 7 and 13. He says father Siegfried Wadera, now deceased, was the person who molested him. The case claims the Milwaukee Catholic Archdiocese knew Wadera abused several children, but kept transferring him in Wisconsin before sending him to California. Wadera took the man's brother with him to California and assaulted him there. The brother is part of a group of California victims who are negotiating a settlement with the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Peter Isley of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says Wisconsin law so far prevents the Wisconsin brother from suing the church. But Isley says a Milwaukee or a statewide court may change that.
We're hoping they're going to see this case and going to have to explain to the public why does his brother able to bring his case to justice in California but not over in Wisconsin.
This is the second lawsuit the victims group has filed since the Wisconsin Supreme Court indicated it would be willing to hear more efforts by clergy abuse victims to sue the church. The court recently ruled against one abuse victim, but said it's looking for cases in which there's more evidence the church knew the priest was abusing kids. Isley says in the case of the brothers, unequal treatment in the courts may cause problems.
Usually those that are able to come forward and do something, take action, not just for themselves, but for everybody, on behalf of the public good, on behalf of other victims, recover better and faster than victims who are hiding in shame.
Isley says two Democratic lawmakers are writing a bill that would open a one-year window for clergy abuse victims to sue the church in Wisconsin. He says he's also trying to court Republican co-sponsors. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.